escucharnos.
Thank you
las
for
brujas
that.
Bilingües.
Sí.
La muñeca cruel.
Ajá.
Y la mexicanta misteriosa.
Oh my God.
Wow, it's hot here in the Love Shack. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
This is Carmen Borgia.
And John Sturman. We're the hosts of Ukuleles Unleashed,
where you'll hear.
And also.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
And also. Ooh,
and some of this. There's always.
And remember this thing?
I'll grow when you.
Tune in the third Tuesday of each month from 8 to 10 p.m. for Ukuleles Unleashed
on WGXC 90.7 Acre.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura Kunruther of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And it was the same old show, the divisiveness and the disrespect. And let me just say, the American people deserve better.
Speaking to a black sorority in Houston, Vice President Kamala Harris responded to former President Donald Trump's comments about her race. Trump said falsely that Harris became black only recently after emphasizing her Indian heritage. Harris joined a separate black sorority when attending Howard University, one of the nation's most prominent historically black colleges. Many condemn Trump's remarks as weird and repulsive, but some see the Trump campaign trying to define Harris just as voters are starting to focus on her. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance doubled down at an Arizona campaign event.
Kamala Harris is a phony who caters to whatever audience is in front of her.
Harris replacing President Joe Biden as the presumptive Democratic nominee may solidify some black votes. Before Biden stepped aside, a Pew Research poll found black voters had deep doubts about both major party candidates. As part of a huge prisoner exchange, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been freed after being held on espionage charges in Russia since March. Former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan and dissidents like Vladimir Kara-Murza were also released. President Joe Biden says it took close work with allies.
The deal that made this possible was a feat of diplomacy and friendship. Multiple countries helped get this done. They joined a difficult, complex negotiations at my request, and I personally thank them all again.
A bipartisan group of senators has introduced a bill to ban the use of AI-generated deepfakes of federal candidates. Democratic Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says the No Fakes Act would let people sue those producing, hosting, or sharing the digital deceptions.
This is a hair on fire moment. AI has the potential to turbocharge the spread of disinformation and deceive voters.
Recent surveys show nearly two-thirds of Americans are confident the upcoming election will be fair and accurate, but Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bello says if people have doubts, they should get involved.
People who are anxious about election security, this is a good conversation to have with their local municipal clerk because the clerks are working very hard in partnership with us and law enforcement to ensure that security.
A Forbes magazine survey ties international student enrollment to American elections. It finds nearly half of foreign students say they would be more likely to pick the U.S. as a college under a Democratic administration, citing a more welcoming atmosphere. But Caitlin Anderson, founder of a graduate admissions consulting firm, says others tell them a Republican administration administration would make them more optimistic.
30% of people that said they would be more likely to consider studying the U.S. under a Trump presidency said that the reason was because it's inspiring us, because there'll be more jobs, there'll be more opportunities, and there'll be less focus on intervening in international affairs.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 2nd. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Steventown to 67 in Kinderhook. Air quality will be moderate and things are looking foggy this morning. We have heat advisories out, especially for the valley. It's going to be a good day to stay inside, hang out by that air conditioning, stay well hydrated, and make sure your friends and neighbors are doing the same thing. Rain shows up around 10 a.m. for most. We get a high temperature of 89 degrees at 1 p.m. The rain continues through the afternoon and through the night as temperatures fall to 71 degrees. Dew points will be on its heels, so the air conditioners will still be buzzing. Tomorrow isn't any better. More rain and more humidity. Dew points will be at 75 very oppressive degrees. Temperatures hit 84 degrees at 2 p.m. The rain keeps on going right through Sunday, which will have a high of 75 degrees. The rain stops overnight briefly. We might get more on Monday, which will have a high of 77. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:54 a.m., low tide at 8:45 a.m., high tide again at 2:26 p.m., then low tide, once again, at 8:40 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 71 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8 o'clock p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:47 a.m. Looking way up, we see G2 class storm watch is on for tonight into tomorrow. Another Hadouken on the way. X-class flare chances are at 25%. Plasma winds will be average at 413 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. You can expect those numbers to take a jump once the Hadouken arrives. Radio propagation conditions are still pretty bad until dark and then only fair below 4 megahertz. The current sunspot number is 260. There are low chances for aurora this evening. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Sometimes I remember his voice and sometimes I don't.
Then again, I think.
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream. That I would get up and get up once more and it would all be a dream.
Пять, девять, ноль, пять, девять.
ноль. Четыре, два. Четыре, два. Восемь, восемь. Три, ноль, семь. Восемь, восемь. Три, ноль, семь. Два, девять, 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 один. Два, девять, 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 один. Шесть, семь, шесть, три, два. Шесть, семь, шесть, три, два. Шесть, пять, пять, ноль, четыре. Шесть, пять, пять, ноль, четыре.
Зо, арчевневщи монадзелиос. Диди мажоритари винмия.
Ау, да просто, ра, мартали, ра, бичева, ра.
Зо, гои миарари.
Тато Марта Америка.
Yeah.
Thank you. 1, 5, 6, 3, 5, 5, 4, 3, 7, 4, 5, 4, 3, 7, 4.
Is coming at us through the clouds, but everything has turned grey and it is getting very dark indeed, and it's very much like the atmosphere before a storm. The sea is perfectly still and calm.
It was just all dark for about a minute. It was amazing.
Almighty be upon you. This day and forevermore. Amen.
When you opt into light metal, it's quite amazing. More than I've ever known before. And the right eye of the game.
Just about everyone wonders what happens to people after they die.
The empty or cold, but not as cold as we can remember it, or as black, is still there.
The soul of a dead person lives on, either on earth or in heaven. Finally, death is a mystery we cannot fully understand.
It's a strange, weird experience, one that I want to put away.
No one has come back to tell us what it is like.
Thank you.
39715. 39715.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Eight. Yeah. many questions still remain.
Their origin is still up
as to where they are actually from there after the
automatic.
It should also be noted.
Worldwide
experiment. These samples have been altered or tampered with
are picking
in any way.
Thousands of voices.
Other than to master the recordings for this CD.
Many purporting for the voices of the dead.
And go out there and resonate.
You want to resonate?
Yeah, we always resonate.
Yeah, me too.
You know, when you first began talking about this stuff, people
stopped.
Let me make it as short and painless as possible. Everything that exists is a pattern of information. Is in the form of information patterns. Each of these patterns is unique. Every person, every place, every thing, and every event.
Well, that certainly all makes sense. But many were scared.
Now, I know it's touchy and that it's hard for you to talk about a lot of that in public. But I mean, it's everywhere all of a sudden, everywhere.
That the earth is not by time.
We're getting something connected with the sun, and I mean it.
Well, that certainly all makes sense.
2 years ago, we began to talk about this, but now I really need it.
Here is some radio art from Mendy and Keith Obadicki from their Numbers Station show from October 2015. Here is an excerpt from their furtive movements.
40. 0.